I'm Dave Mercer.
And I'm Matt Pangrek.
Welcome to The Call, a weekly sport fishing debate show. And this week's topic is a very punctual one. The glide bait was a big player at Chickamauga. And our question is, will a glide bait ever win a pro-level tournament? Panger,
I'm interested in this one. I think we got to add it. We had a little caveat to it. I think exclusively, a glide bait exclusively, meaning if it's a four-day tournament, all 20 of your fish are weighed in on a glide bait. You think it'll ever happen, Dave?
I think by putting exclusively, it becomes a lot tougher because I think that to exclusively win any tournament on one bait is tough. But I do think that a glide bait will have its day, and for two reasons. Number one, you remember what the last glide bait was? The frog. People used to say, will the frog ever win a pro-level tournament? I mean, sure, we've seen its moments. Sure, we've seen it be a hero, but we've sure seen it be a zero. People don't say that anymore about a frog. And I think that a glide bait will follow the same trajectory for a couple of reasons, not just because of the bigger bites that it gets. It's also the percentage of people that are throwing it. I think just like a frog, when it was just a handful of people that were throwing it, it became a lot less likely to see somebody win on it. As soon as more people started making the frog a part of their repertoire, it became more mathematically likely that somebody would win a tournament on a frog. And we have seen people win tournaments on frogs. So my answer to that is yes, I believe that a glide bait will win a pro level tournament. I don't know whether that means I'm keeping it or culling it. I'm keeping it. It'll happen. It will eventually happen. Panger, what say you?
I'm culling that hardcore, and I'm doing it based off of the sample size of what we have and history. I'm culling it off of history. Look, a glide bait is a very fickle beast.
Yes.
There are several experts in the field. There are more, like you mentioned, that are dabbling in the glide bait game. You said a couple key terms in your little side of it. You said we'll have its day. You said we'll play a part. We'll play a role. That's the problem with the glide bait. It has its day. It plays a part. It does not have its tournament, its multiple days, because the glide bait is not designed for numbers. And it's very hard to win a tour level event without coming in at a limit, especially on a venue where a glide bait would play for those sizes of fish. And for it to work four consecutive days would be astronomical. You look at what Carl has done with it and what Brandon has done with it, and what Lee Livesey has done with it, and what Chris Zaldane has done with it, and what Lucas and all these, Skeet Reese, all these guys who have these glide baits, it gets the biggest bites in the lake when the conditions are right. But the problem is those conditions never stay right for 4 days. The conditions are right pre-frontal.
Until they do.
The conditions are right post-frontal. But I don't think in a four-day tournament that includes a weekend, you will be able to have 4 days where an angler can catch five fish a day on that glide bait. Look, Byron Velvick did it on a big swim bait on Clear Lake, which is one of the best swim bait lakes ever, but it was still a soft swim bait, and it was one of the only tournaments at that level, at the Elite Series level, at the FLW Tour or Pro Circuit or BPT level that has ever been won exclusively on a big bait like that. Yeah, there's three-day Toyotas. There's some Opens that have been won. But how many times do you see one of these guys that has a sack 28 to 35 pounds and they can't back it up? You know why? Because they tried to do it for 4 days. So yes, will it have its day? Yes. Will it play? But for 4 days, I don't think that bait is designed for the conditions to ever be right for 4 days that you can lock that sucker in your hand and lift the blue trophy on Sunday.
But you're wrong. You're wrong because, I think all of your arguments make sense, but it's the same argument. If you replace the word glide bait with frog, like I did at the beginning, it's the same argument people had about the frog in the past. And if you ask me if it will ever happen, it could have happened at the last event. If you look at the fish that Carl Jacobsen had hooked on that bait.
That's the problem with it. Do you know how hard it is to land five on them?
Yes, but you don't have to land all of them all the time, as he proved. You can get him one day and not get him the next day, and he came that close to winning it. If he boats two different fish, he wins that tournament. I don't think you're going to see somebody weigh 29 pounds a day after day after day in an event like the way people think of traditional, but I think you're going to see somebody like a Carl, because in my opinion, at Chick this year, he had the fish on to win that tournament. If he doesn't lose two or three of those bites throughout the entire tournament, he wins that tournament. Not only wins it, but wins it by a commanding fashion. So if you think that that's never going to happen,
I mean, you can't use the word if he didn't. That's the problem with the glide bait. The hook to land ratio is low. The bite per hour ratio is low on it. You have everything working against you to get that fish in the boat. Yes, it is great to supplement your catch, to have a big day when the weather is perfect and the fish are chewing it. But I just think with all of the outside factors of landing those fish, especially those giant fish that are going to, I think it's just too many negative factors for that thing to work exclusively. I see what you're saying, Dave. It's physically possible. Yes, it could happen. But I think what you're saying is you might have two 30-pound days and then a day where you have three for 14 or two for 18, depending on it. But I think the window and the time of the year and the fishery and the fishing pressure and what has to go right inside the boat and the mind of that guy to do it for 4 days, I just think it's like hitting the lottery.
I think we've come too close too soon to think it won't happen. I mean, for the amount of time that glide baits have been around and been a thing, we've come too close too soon, in my opinion. It will happen eventually, but it doesn't matter what we think. Let us know what you think. Keep our cull a glide bait one day winning a Bassmaster Elite Series event. I think it will. Or not just an Elite Series event, a pro-level event.
I'm calling that. There's exclusively. Other tournaments. It's not going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen in our lifetime exclusively. 4-day event, not going to happen. I'm calling it.
I'm keeping it. I'm keeping it for the glide.